The holiday shopping season is getting underway. Retailers are poised to offer their biggest promotions of the year. Shannon Mullen reports that shoppers this year are expected to spend big, especially on themselves.
Have you ever been out shopping for other people during the holiday season and the sales were so good you couldn't help but buy something for yourself? The National Retail Federation calls that self-gifting and says this year consumers who do it plan to spend an average of about $140. Spokeswoman Kathy Grannis says that's the most in the 10 years the NRF has been asking shoppers about the trend.
People really look forward to the holiday season and the discounts that are offered because they know that they're going to get items significantly less than they may have any other time of the year. You know, when you see cashmere sweaters that were previously $150, now marked down to $30 and $40, that's a great example of what people would be driven towards.
For Jackie Lerner, last year it was a cherry red leather purse.
Has lots of pockets, which I love. Thing where you put your keys.
Lerner's a psychologist who lives outside Boston, and she's an admitted self-gifter.
I never really wanted a red purse, but my sister-in-law did, and we were out holiday shopping. Go into the Michael Kors outlet, signs up everywhere, 20%, 30%, 40% off. And there we walked out of the store with two Michael Kors red purses.
And hers was a treat she never meant to put under the tree. Lerner remembers when most of the big sales were after the holidays. Now that promotions come much sooner, she admits it's easy to rationalize getting something for herself, even when she's supposed to be shopping for friends and family.
You're giving to other people if you have the disposable income. And then if the sale banner is up there, you kind of feel like you deserve it.
Retailers have caught on, and a growing number actively market to people who feel that way. This year, Macy's is already advertising Cyber Monday deals on its website, encouraging shoppers to treat themselves to major savings on indulgences like makeup, slippers, and jewelry. Other stores use short-term markdowns to sell bigger ticket items they know consumers will wait for the holiday season to buy, like flat-screen TVs.
There's a scarcity effect, right? That if something's going to be limited, you've got to do it right away. It's going to urge you. It's going to push you to behave, to act, to consume.
Barbara Bickert teaches marketing and consumer behavior at Boston University. She says a lot of Black Friday promotions make shoppers think the good stuff will go fast.
So these things like limited time offer, you know, suggesting that something is scarce, you get caught up in the excitement of it, right? And they make you want to take action right away. So yeah, they definitely know how to motivate consumers to act.
Bickert adds the fact that people say they're planning to self-gift means some of them are doing it for practical reasons, buying things they or their families really need. Regardless of motivation, the National Retail Federation says the term applies to 59% of this year's holiday shoppers. And that's just the ones who admit it. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.